So inshallah, for the first session, I think we'll stop there because I don't want to go too much into too much detail in the very first session. You're just getting used to sitting for this period of time. You're just getting used to concentrating for this period of time. So inshallah, what we'll do is let's just stop there. And let me see if there's any questions. I can go ahead and take the questions. And inshallah, then we'll close the session and then continue inshallah the next time we meet. With the next session that we have will be a discussion of the hadith which refers to the night of the first revelation for, in our deen. Okay, go ahead. Was there a question?
Can you reiterate the three differences between
hadith and Quran? The three differences between hadith and Quran. So the first is that hadith is the word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran, or the word of a human being, because it could be the word of someone describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for example. Whereas the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's difference number one. Difference number two is that the hadith is not transmitted by tawatur for the most part, but the Quran is transmitted by tawatur. And difference number three is that the Quran is the recited wahi, whereas the hadith is the non-recited wahi. Meaning in salah, you cannot stand up and recite hadith in order to fulfill the requirement of qira'ah in the salah. Yes? Some qasida is a shaykh being considered as wahi? No, no way. No wahi can come to anybody beyond the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I know where your question is going. I mean, you know, people do get inspiration. You know, for example, some people say, I just felt like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to go into medicine. I had a dream and Allah told me that I should become a doctor. Right, so that is a type of inspiration which people feel they receive, and that's called ilham. That's a whole separate category. But ilham and wahi, the difference between ilham and wahi is the difference between the sun and the moon. One time there was a shaykh walking with one of his students, and he said that the student asked the shaykh, he said, "Oh my shaykh, what is the difference between ilham and wahi if both are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Meaning, I can have certain true dreams, right, which is still a part of prophethood. The Prophet ﷺ told us that true dreams are a part of prophethood. And they're from Allah, but obviously it's not wahi, it's ilham. It's some inspiration which Allah puts within a person in some way outside of the realm of wahi. So what's the difference between wahi and ilham when both are coming from Allah? So the shaykh actually said, he pointed to a faraway building. And he said, "Tell me, how many footsteps away is the building?" So the person said, "I have no idea, maybe 5,000 footsteps." So he said, "Okay." So then they kept walking, and when they were one footstep away from the building, he said, "Now tell me how many footsteps away the building is." And he said, "It's obvious, it's one building away." He said, "This is the difference between ilham and wahi. The anbiya are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawn so near that their communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as if they're only one footstep away. Whereas the awam are so far and distant from Allah that whatever inspiration that comes to them is still very vague and is still dhanni and is still not certain. So it's rough. You can say it that way. And the other thing to keep in mind is that ilham can never overturn wahi. So many people, and this is a very common thing, we do it ourselves in this day and age. And people just like ourselves will come to me and they'll make the following argument. They'll say, "You know, my parents don't want me to get married to this particular person, but my istikhara is good." This is what they'll say. "My parents are dead set against it. They say you can marry anybody, but they just don't want me to marry this person. But I did istikhara and it's positive." Istikhara cannot overtake the wahi. You have the responsibility of obeying your parents. That's wahi. If you have a dream and you're told to marry this person, that's all done. There is no, you cannot compare that to the wahi of obeying parents. So that's where in certain circumstances you need to be very careful to remember the difference between ilham and wahi. There's an enormous difference. They can never be compared. So a qasida of a shaykh cannot be wahi. It cannot be wahi.